Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
One of the most disturbing, perplexing stories in Gemara is the story of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in Perek HaSoiches HaPoyalim. To make a long story short, Rish Lakish was a very sharp, brilliant student of Rabbi Yochanan, and he would ask these very intriguing, sharp questions which would cause Rabbi Yochanan to ponder the depth to be able to answer, and thus would clarify and come to a crystal clear analytical grasp of the sugya at hand. And something happened where Rabbi Yochanan actually was geyser for Rish Lakish to die, and Rish Lakish died. And Rabbi Yochanan went around screaming, "Where are you, Rish Lakish? I don't have anybody to intrigue me with questions to cause me to get clarity in the Gemara, in the Sugyas, Ashas, and the Halachas." And he was screaming and screaming till he lost his mind. Basically, he had a nervous breakdown. And the Rabbonon asked Hashem to have pity, and he was nifta. He died. And the Mefarshim explained, why didn't they ask him to have a refuah shleima? And they say because he would collapse all over again because he was missing Rish Lakish. And the tremendous question is, Bikudei Hashem Yishorim Samche Leiv, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, many G'dayl Yisrael who aged and lost their capacity to learn would still be joyous with the six steady mitzvahs to be aloch, and Siman Aleph talks about sheish mitzvahs to dirim, six mitzvahs that he is mekayim every waking second, and it's 500,000 mitzvahs a day or more, and you could still be mekayim Talmud Torah keneged kulam by learning simply Chumash, Rashi, Gemara, Mishnayis, so you can't exactly learn it in depth. So the Torah won't be forgotten. It's not your responsibility. Hashem will take care that the Torah shouldn't be forgotten. He'll find somebody else. But you have your life and your service of Hashem. To melt down like this, and when a person leaves this world, so another Talmud Chacham will spring up in his place. He has to do whatever he could do. If he can't do more than that, then Hashem doesn't demand from him more. And it's a very, very shocking idea, especially if we learn the Prat Kepshuto Lulei Taryoscha Shashua Ozovadati Ba'ongi, if not for the Torah being my Shashuim, what I involved myself with, studying Torah, I would have been lost in my pain, but the Torah helps a person transcend and forget about his pain. So why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan just forget about his pain? Possibly, the fascinating answer could be exactly this, that the Gemara tells us in Brachos, Rabbi Yochanan lost his 10 children in his lifetime, and the youngest fell into a scalding pot, and literally he just dissolved, a little baby dissolved. And Rabbi Yochanan would take a piece of bone, less than the shear that gives off tumah, and he would say, Dein grome das iroa beer. He would be menachem others and console other people that lost children. He said, look, I'm still surviving and I lost 10 children. This is a bone of my 10th child. In other words, most people want to forget a tragedy. He was so stoic that he was able to have the tragedy in front of him 24/7 and hanging around his neck, and he could console others. That's the state of mind, the strength that he had. So might we argue that a normal person that loses 10 children can't stay sane? It's Yisurei Iyov. It's almost impossible to stay sane. But possibly what helped Rabbi Yochanan stay sane was the sharpness of the battling out the depth of learning with Rish Lakish. So when he lost Rish Lakish, he lost his refuah that helped him forget the pain of losing the 10 children. And then the entire pain of the loss of the 10 children came crashing down and consumed him completely. Rahman al-Litzlan says, as long as he had Rish Lakish, he was able to forget the pain. And when Rish Lakish was nifted, because there wasn't this great battling in Torah, which helped the mind be completely consumed in Torah learning, so learning simply wasn't strong enough, Hesach Hadas, to be able to forget the pain of losing the 10 children. Obviously, you have to know historically if it was the same time. There's a shita that Rabbi Yochanan lived for a very, very long time, and the time when he lost his children might not coincide with the time of Rish Lakish's Patira. But if it does stim, it would be a fascinating answer, L'chayr. I think there are some that want to answer that Rabbi Yochanan was concerned that the Torah won't be broadened properly. The Rav Cheshmeitzer, as the Gemara says, so losing 10 children he could handle, but losing the Rav Cheshmeitzer he couldn't handle. But that's extremely perplexing, because it's not any one individual's job to do more than what he could do. And to be worried for Hashem, Hashem knows how to help himself. Of course, we have to help. We're mandated to do whatever is in our power. But whatever is not in our power is not in our power. Then Hashem takes care. There's somebody that wrote to Reb Shimon Zelichover, the Rebbe of Reb Shmuel Vozna, that one of his children is slipping off the path and there's nothing he can do. He's in the free fall. So Reb Shimon answers him, at a point, when you reach a point that there's nothing you could do, Hodri l'mori kamen mori d'shmaya. It goes back to the first boss, meaning Hashem, the owner of heaven. It's only in as much as you're capable of doing something that you're mandated to do. And therefore it's very perplexing to say that that was the reason why Rabbi Yochanan lost his mind.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.